And we've got some time left, and I wanted to bring on the show Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Good to have you back.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Always nice to see you.
So you've got a whole lot of things going on, as always. The Animal Shelter, one of the busiest places in town. And there is something that we talked about before, and I wanted to get an update on how it's going, which is there's a 100K challenge. That does not mean you have to run 100 kilometers.
No, it's a $100,000 challenge through the ASPCA. And basically, we got in thanks to the generous support of Santa Fe community to really vote us in online, on the online voting thing this spring. And so since August, we've been really pushing to try to get our adoption numbers up. And, you know, we do that every year anyway, but this is an incentive that if we are in the running for $100,000 if we are able to do certain things, like adopt 300 more animals in the same time period from August to October as we did last year. Now, we're in the running with 50 other shelters, but it's fun. It's motivational, and everybody loves it. And so right now, so far during this challenge, we've adopted about 300 animals, which is great. And the challenge keeps going through October, so we have these really great special deals and adoption events throughout the community just to encourage people to really make that connection with their pet.
Now, the shelter that adopts out the most number of animals wins?
More or less. That's how it works. There are other ways that we can get money, that we will be able to get grant money from ASPCA. And so one is a Facebook kind of a thing, and others are a pet portrait contest. There's all kinds of ways to make grants. But essentially, we just want to get people to come and adopt an animal, a dog, cat, anything.
Now, you're not lowering your standards.
Of course not. We are lowering our prices.
Yes.
In fact, through October, essentially, we have these coupons all over the community that will allow you to adopt an animal for 50% off, any animal, puppy, kitten, adult dog, adult cat. So our already low prices are even cheaper.
Excellent. So the way people can help is they can come in and adopt the animal of their dreams.
Exactly. And even we try to make it easy for people to find animals. And this weekend at PetSmart, we're going to be part of the PetSmart National Adoption Weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have several animal welfare groups joining us.
What's a national?
Throughout the PetSmarts everywhere in the nation, they're
having this
big push.
So it's not animals. Like you can order a dog from Tennessee.
No, unfortunately not. And who would want one? Because we have such great ones here.
We do indeed. But I stumbled on the one at Petco the other day, and I fell in love.
Love is a fickle thing. You have to really just go for it as soon as
somebody else had already adopted the dog.
That's the thing. It's not fickle,
which
I guess.
Great.
It's just fleeting.
Yeah.
But it
really is long-lasting, too. True love happens sometimes in that first moment, and it lasts for the rest of your life or the dog's life.
There was a quote I recently read that is going to be on our calendar this year that said, sometimes you only need an hour to understand this love that you have. At any rate, the National Adoption Event is this weekend at PetSmart, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There'll be big tents there just to promote the event.
Now, which one is PetSmart?
On Zafferano.
On Zafferano, sort of across
so
the
get your
street
Starbucks.
From Target.
Yeah,
so to
get
speak.
Your Starbucks coffee, go get a dog or a cat, and then go home. You're good for the weekend.
Right, but don't caffeinate your new animal.
No, they don't like caffeine. So, and we also have, I just encourage people to go to our website to look at the great adoption specials that we have and also animals that we have. And there was something else I wanted to talk about this weekend, this
yes,
Friday.
Yes, very important.
We have this really cool talk by Luke Robinson. He founded 2 Million Dogs. Essentially, his dog died of cancer several years ago, and he just made a commitment to raise cancer awareness about canines. And he went on this 2,000-mile walk with 2 dogs. And now he sponsors these pet walks everywhere to raise awareness about cancer.
2,000 miles.
I think that's what it was.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I know a lot of dogs who would be like, okay, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. Mine every morning, right when I'm drinking coffee and wanting to, anyway, reading the newspaper.
But what's the 2 Million Dogs about?
The 2 Million Dogs is just his pet walks and his puppy up pet walks. There's going to be one in Rio Rancho.
Okay, so it's not like 2 Million Dogs die of cancer or something like that.
No. It's just about getting people the word out and really, the thing about cancers in dogs and humans, they're very similar. And a lot of the research they do, the oncology research, really helps to promote or to raise the trials really help to make inroads in treating human cancers. It's not animal testing or anything like that. It's oncology research. It's taking these studies about what works with dogs and helping humans do the same thing or use the same kind of medicines and stuff.
There are the same, really very similar or identical chemicals that they and treatments
exactly.
that they use.
The chemotherapy that they use is very similar. Yeah. And Dr. Kelly with the Veterinary Cancer Care Center will be there. And we also have, I asked Willa Peterson to go. She's with Kindred Spirits. And there'll be our own Jennifer Steckety with a shelter veterinarian there. So it'll be a roundtable discussion. It's at a private residence, so seating is limited. So if I just encourage people, if they're really interested, to call 983-4309 extension 202.
983-4309, which is the animal shelter number, extension
202.
202, which is you?
No, that's AJ, else. And she's going to just, she's been taking people's names. And okay. we have a limited seating, so we wanted to, that way we can RSVP and they give them directions to this house. If they could do it by tomorrow, that would be great. The talk is Friday from 5 to 7.
And can you just tell us a little bit about Haley and Willow?
Oh, I love Haley. And I put Haley on the Facebook page, and there was so much response. Look at that. Look at that puppy. Maybe you could read him.
Oh, my goodness. Him. Haley is a brown and red dog, Labrador Retriever, Australian cattle dog mix, and it's what we call a freckle-face dog.
Freckle-face.
And maybe about 4 years old, not really sure, and a lovely dog. 73 pounds, that's a big dog.
That's a big dog. Yeah, that reminds me of my boy Jimmy, who always crowds my pillow in the morning.
Yeah, so do not put the Ming vase on your coffee table.
The tail wagging is very dangerous. And then I wanted to tell you about Willow. Willow's a brown tabby and white, and she's just a sweet girl.
That's
she's
good
a little
kitty.
Bit older, 9 years old.
Oh, okay.
So she really can make your home complete.
Right. Wonderful dogs. And so these are all for adoption at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and want to make sure that people know that the Barkin' Ball is coming up.
That's
when's
right.
That?
October 6th at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. This year is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, every year it's fun, but this year we decided to kind of just make it more interactive. There's going to be games. It's live music. There's obviously a happy hour. It's going to be like a state fair kind of a sense.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
And interactive, the dogs will play fetch with each other.
They can if they want.
It's the only fundraiser in Santa Fe where you can bring your animal.
Yeah, that's true.
Your dog.
Yeah. And we have a little area for them, a little break area and things like that. And it's an old-time country fair theme. It's a lot of fun. And this year we've got some special guests and a general store instead of we will have a silent auction, but we also have a general store that people can just go in and buy these wonderful donated items.
Excellent. So, and there's always like a... it's almost like a fashion parade.
The pet parade is very popular
yeah.
every year. It gets a little longer.
Not to be confused with the Fiesta pet parade.
Yeah, which was fun. Did you go?
No. Oh. I was asleep.
I was there really early, bright and early. A lot of animals. I didn't see many cats. A lot of dogs.
Yeah.
Some iguanas, some snakes, some birds. A lot of birds. So it was just a fun
And day. In yours, you have animals that are up for adoption marching through?
Yes, we did. We had some great ones. And you know what I love about that parade and I love about Santa Fe in general is that there's so many people who have their animals and they love their animals. And in that parade, there's so many smiles on everyone's faces because they're so proud of their animals. That kind of bond is just immeasurable.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.